No problem, Corey.
All right, good. So we move on to our next panelist. I want to say a good morning and welcome to our next panelist, Miss Nicola Jones.
Good morning, Corey. Good morning, fellow panelists. Happy New Year to everyone. Good morning, Barbados. The new term has, of course, come with its challenges, and you see that a lot of recognize that a lot of parents and a lot of teachers are anxious about it. We will say that last year's exercise was, I don't want to negate it to practice, but we were able to get our feet wet. So having had that experience with the last lockdown and with the training provided by the Erdiston Teachers College over the past week, I can say that the majority of teachers, despite their anxieties, are ready and raring to go for the new term. We would just like to reassure parents that they do have a significant role to play in calming their children and preparing their children for learning in the online forum, especially those who were not fully present in the last lockdown. Just simple basic things such as get ready for school the same way as if they were actually going to physical school. Get up, brush your teeth, have breakfast, make yourself ready. Parents, prepare your children in the same way. Have their snacks and so on ready so that there is little interruption and disruption and movement. There and just generally talk. We don't expect things to go perfectly, especially in the first week, because we will be ironing out and familiarizing ourselves with the technology and so on and so forth. But at this stage, I don't think that there's anything to worry about. Everyone is, teachers are ready and raring to go. And I think that the children are eager to learn.
I think listening to you, I am reminded how much socialization happens within schools. It gives us a routine, it gives us the discipline. And I think that if parents just let the children or wash their face and appear in front the screen, that it will
Definitely.
take away that formality that school brings to us. There's another side to that they can leave, which is, you know, the robotic and the following and the follow pattern and stuff. But I'll leave that for another time. I just want to move on to our next, I think our last panelist, Astrid Allen, and get her comments before we open up to the telephones and the WhatsApps. So good morning, Astrid, you're on. Just need to unmute and speak to us.
Good morning, everyone.
Good
Hope that a
morning.
happy and healthy New Year to all. I am going to reiterate what Ms. Jones would have said, because as a parent first, and then as a teacher, sometimes this role must be reversed in order to be effective. It can be challenging balancing both roles, but in this environment, planning and preparing is key to success. Teachers need to plan work and assignments in the early. As a parent, you need to prepare your meals at night, find a space for your children to make sure that they are set and ready with their books. You too, as a teacher, need also to be prepared, having your own space, your own quiet space. And then as a teacher and a parent, we must be engaging with what is happening with our children online and outside of that, because there must still be a balance where they have some free time as well. So I encourage parents basically to always check in with their children, what they're doing every day. It might not be at the beginning, but at some point in time, make sure you check in with your children to see what's happening with them. Communicate with the teachers to know what's happening so that we will all then be successful in this venture as we undertake these, as we would say, these rough waters that we're experiencing at this point in time.
All right, excellent. This is not what I expected. But sure, we open the lines and we get to the WhatsApp so we can get a little more rough and tumble on an issue such as this, because a lot of anxiety was there. But I must admit, listening to the chief and the PS in terms of the steps that are being taken, I too, even in terms of the guideline, I'm a parent. I had a parent meeting just about, I think it was two nights ago. And the teacher did reiterate the fact in terms of even when they have like PE to let my children dress in their PE gear. So I think that I am aware of that. I know that I'm aware of the guidelines because I was not aware of the guidelines online. So I'm actually going to take a look at that, let my wife and I become very aware was what is put out there. So I'm going to start with a WhatsApp. And then if we have calls lined up, open up the lines 4341-790-266-4862. We have some calls. We'll go to WhatsApp here first. It came in early. It says, good morning, Corey panel and VOB listeners. Can we get contact information for the National PTA Council? I've been trying for some time and the online information is not up to date. The next thing is, as far as it goes, it is what it is and we have to adjust. But some of us are facing roadblocks from the workplace, where as a parent and guardian, you have to, sometimes you have to come home to assist your child. I myself have tried on many occasions and I hear we don't have a policy on that. This has caused a lot of stress and worry, trying to make sure that my child gets the best of the experience possible. Apart from that, I don't have any issues with online school. I welcome it. Hopefully not a long-term solution, but somewhat reinforce what is taught face-to-face in the classroom. This would equip our children in the long run. That way they won't go into shock in a later stage. So I am going to let Janice speak to how to get hold of the National PTA, but I want someone to touch on the policy of parents who have to be at work and may have younger children. What is the plan? What is the policy? What is the expectation on that? So let's start with Janice. Let's get that part out of the way.
Hi, Corey. You can get in contact with the Barbados National Council of Parents Teachers Association, a one-on-one with our president, Sean Gibbs. You can reach him at 256-8701, one of his numbers, or you can go via Facebook to take this down, Barbados National PTA, Barbados National PTA, at outlook.com. It's not, the website is not updated as yet, but you can still forward your queries, your informations. You can speak one-to-one with Mr. John Gibbs. You can speak to myself. My cell number is 244-2089.
You gotta repeat that.
Sean's number is 256-8701. My number is 2442089.
Okay. All right,
you have that?
Yes, I have it, and I have it typed here so I can send to anyone who message.
Yes, that message you. They can have a one-on-one, you know, at any time with us to engage us, to see direction, to, you know, so that we can also engage, or if they're not clear on anything, we can bring clarity to the table for them.
I want to encourage parents to reach out, because a lot of the times we have these national associations. A lot of people see them, you know, up there, esoteric, for the few, the too few, as a good friend of mine used to say. So I like persons to actually reach out so you can get some guidance, as you say, in terms of retooling parents, because the PTA should not only be seen as, you know, the fundraiser or the aggressor, but it can also be seen as the retooler, which I know a lot of PTAs do in terms of bringing in people to sessions to do training and so on. So I just want to encourage those parents out there who may be struggling to use that as a possible avenue. I'd like to have someone come in now and speak about the policy in terms of parents who have to work. What is the expectation? These are definitely different times, because remember, just a few short months ago, you know, it was illegal to keep children at home. They were encouraged to get them out to school. Now the tables have been reversed. What do we do with parents who have to go to work to put sustenance into the livelihoods of these the family, but also have to look after their students and supervise them? the older students or those in extended families may be able to bear up. But what about those parents who have no other avenue? What is the recommendation for them? What is the policy?
Sorry, I can come in here. That is a burning question that we probably had in every forum that we have had discussions on. And I know that there's a work from home policy that the public sector has, and you would have to have some negotiation with your employer. But some of us, even if you're working remotely and you are at home and you have 2 and 3 children, I know how it is when I'm working at home and you have to be supervising. So it's not easy. We have to have discussions with the private sector. And I think we did that earlier when we were in the lockdown to work with their parents. But teachers and schools have also been working with some parents where, yes, you can set work and we do have a synchronous where you're seeing the child at the same time. But there are times where you might probably have to set work and then the children will complete that at a later time and hand it in. So the teachers are trying to work with parents in those circumstances because the parents should not be, I mean, there are times where they probably might have leaving them at home, but we won't want them to leave them at home by themselves unsupervised. So parents will probably have to reach out to that extended family, to that godparent. There are some people who have actually started businesses where they are, in a want for a better word, babysitting some of these persons. So this is an avenue for entrepreneurs to get out there and to give the assistance. Obviously, parents will do their due diligence and make sure the persons are reputable. But it is a challenge. We admit that it is a challenge, but we will try to work with parents who are in those positions.
Excellent. I'm sure we will get some more on that. We'll be able to expand, because that is one of the most popular concerns that I've been called on previous to this program. So we move on. I'll take a couple.
Before you move on, we have been stressing, and I know the Honorable Sandy Brasha has been pushing this, our minister, that all schools have functioning PTAs. Parents, if listening to us now, you should become a member of the PTA. We have a lot of schools that PTAs, they're not functioning. And we need the PTAs to function so that we have the executives who feed in to the NCPTA and give the assistance to Ms. Chandler and Mr. Sean, Gibbs. Right. And to give that assistance. So we need the PTAs to be functioning. And that is a drive that the ministry will be working on now, working with all the schools to make sure that these PTAs are up and functioning so that we can get information out there quickly to you so that you can contribute. Persons can work together with the NCPTA as we move forward. So that's something that we're going to be working on.
Okay, good. Excellent. 2 other quick questions. Good morning, Corey. Could you please find out if private preschools, children 3 and 4, can open Monday, bearing in mind that daycares can open?
And that is something that I alluded to earlier in my opening. They have been calling the ministry, and the Ministry of Health told us all schools. So that includes preschools, and that is the advice that we've been telling persons. But we have started discussion. We will continue the discussion with the Ministry of Health. I've already spoken to the COVID-19 monitoring unit, the person in charge, Mr. Chapman, and we will be discussing that as relates to nurseries, because we are aware that the younger daycares are open within that age group. So that's something that we're looking at.
All right, I wanted you to just reiterate it, because the person did go on to say that what I'm getting from the ministry, when I call, one person told me yes, and the chief education officer says no, please, what is it? And that is the reason why I asked you to repeat it, so that it is crystal clear. Because I know sometimes in the communication loop, sometimes things get lost and someone say yes, some say no, some I don't know, some sure. But I just want to make sure that is clear. That is something that y'all are working on. But as it stands at 11:37, 23 minutes to noon on the 17th of January, it is no for right now. So just want to make sure we have that clear.
For right now, yes.
All right, good. All right, we'll take a call. Good morning and welcome, Brass Stack Sunday.
Just to jump in a minute, PS speaking, and it should be reinforced, private and public.
Public and private preschools.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Good. So just hold on. They're going to get that matter started out with the COVID monitoring unit and the Ministry of Health and Wellness. Brad Stats, good morning. You're on the air.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning and welcome.
Thank you. Happy New Year to everyone and the best and prosperity for everyone. I have a few concerns. I'm going to start from the top of my list. I think that, Corey, you touched on it a little bit when you talked about socialization and recognizing that school has such a prominent role in our, especially the formative years of socializing our children, culturally, especially for Barbados and culturally specific to Barbados and how we socialize our children. And I have some concerns about moving forward in terms of the online setting and how that is going to happen. In a lot of cases, school in Barbados is a protective factor for a lot of our children who are at risk. I'm not speaking across the board, but certainly from the violence and any kind of chaotic, unstable environments that they, are immersed in at home. And so now with this online situation, I'm just wondering how children like that will be able to thrive in these unstable environments. And if we are also kind of accounting and giving some kind of helping hand to parents and families who really might be struggling because it's not ideal for everyone. I know y'all spoke about parents being supported in the workplace, but just parents in general, some parents are just struggling generally at home to keep their environment in a way that is conducive to their child learning, but also their child thriving. And the other point, I have several, but the other point that I find is really important for me to raise here is that now that we're all online, I'm thinking that we can start gathering some good kind of data about how our children are doing in this country. How are they thriving in this country? It wouldn't be difficult to design a survey or whatever the case is so that we can have that data on moving forward and starting to make policies and thinking about, actioning some of the things that are trouble spots from now because everybody is online. So using all of these challenges as opportunities, and certainly I see this as an opportunity for us to build better bonds with between parents and teachers because I felt there was a lot of combative interaction for a long time in Barbados between parents and teachers and helping all of us to understand that we're all on the same page. We need to support each other. We need to be better at collaborating. And how can we make that relationship more functional? Is everyone still there? Because I feel like I'm talking.
We're still here. Trust me, we're still here. Okay. I don't know if we can get some interaction, if you wanted some interaction.
Well, there's just one more point I want to raise before before that. The other consideration that I'm thinking about is I would like to see a lot more interdisciplinary collaboration. I would like the Ministry of Culture to step in, sports to step in, because you want your child to be well-rounded in terms of their education. And I would even like the National Library Service to step in with online programs and initiatives at this stage. Because what I'm finding is that in raising my child, a lot of her content is American. And I really want her to be grounded in our culture. So I see this now as an opportunity for us to put our creative minds together and see how we can generate content, how we can start competitions, initiatives, to get our young people to be more creative, more interactive, and also have a greater output creatively in creating this culture of Barbados and our identity as a people instead of always relying on outside sources like America and things like that. So that's my piece for today. Thank you for listening.
Right. Again, definitely engage the ministry and any other panelists that want to jump in on this because I want to look at the sociological aspect. There's some houses, and this would have started when we first started on online school. It was noted that some houses are not conducive to learning. Some of them are cooped up, some of them are noisy, and so on. Now, understanding my people using my sociological mind, I ask the question, would this cause these houses to improve because they understand now that this room is a room of learning? or will these children be further disadvantaged? The whole idea of the identity question as well, I've been reliably informed that we've already started to move from the American history and Christopher Columbus that I learned in First Form to more Caribbean history. But I will let the education officials speak to those two points.
Okay, thank you, Corey. The caller is correct. I'm going to start with the last thing first, the collaboration. We've already started to engage the National Cultural Foundation and the Ministry of Culture. We work very closely with the Sports Council, Mr. Murrow and his group, and we will continue to work because we understand especially the importance of exercise and sports and getting our children active. So the discussions have already started and we will continue, but I do agree we need to work together. Everybody is in this together. The teachers and parents, I spoke about the PTA previously, and I'm sure we have two teachers here. They will tell you, I am sure, that since we went on a lockdown, that they've had closer relationships probably with their parents from March, April, moving forward, because you are in constant communication with parents now. So the combative kind of relationship with the ministry, we've had meetings, and the principals will tell you, and teachers, we call meetings and they come on at all sorts of times. We do respect their space, but we meet and we have been collaborating constantly with our teachers, with our parents, with our principals, with our unions. We have been meeting regularly, and teachers have also been doing that. So I'll let the teachers speak to that. But I agree with you, Corey. We are aware that there are some households and some homes that the classroom setting might be a little difficult. So that is why in the guidelines, we've told persons to identify a space. It could be an outside space. It could be under a tree, as long as you're still getting the Wi-Fi. It could be on your patio, but identify a space. Identify a quiet space with as limited distractions as possible for that student. Preferably have like a solid background. We've encouraged the schools to create their backgrounds. You know, like when we go on all the Zoom or the Microsoft Teams or the Cisco, we can create our own background. We've encouraged schools to create backgrounds to send to the students so that you don't have to be conscious and feel in any way intimidated by what is being seen behind. So you can have your own virtual background and we can have that set in there. A comfortable chair. If you're sitting on the floor, if you don't have a comfortable chair, but you're sitting with your back upright to a wall. We've just recently, only yesterday, put up some information on our website about the ergonomics and the importance, even for teachers, how you're sitting. Have you chosen a correct chair? Are your feet level with the ground? Are you in line with the camera? These things and these tips we have shared up there for the students and for the teachers. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have a desk, it could be a bucket. It could be a earning board. I've heard some persons actually use where you can actually set your device up. You don't want persons lying down in the bed during the class. We want you to be sitting up upright and wherever possible, try to find that quiet space. We know it is not always possible, but that is the aim.